dong, merrily why I. It's time for the BBC Newcastle Advent Calendar of Christmas Kindness.
Which I'm absolutely loving. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, it restores your faith in human nature.
Every day, a positive story, and this one will take some beating. You're battling to work through the traffic, the winter weather. We're hoping to brighten up your December mornings with tales of sheer loveliness. This morning, we're joined by 7-year-old heart patient Seb Hollingsworth. Good morning, Seb.
Good morning.
Good to have you in the studio. Dad Ivan from North Tyneside.
Morning, Alfie.
Hello,
morning,
Ivan. Morning. Good to have you on again. You brought in a cardboard box. What's in the cardboard box just in front of you there? You take us through the goodies in there, Seb.
Well, there's pasta, baked beans,
lovely
soup, and cornflakes and noodles.
And have you brought them in for me?
No!
Oh, right.
Not at all.
Have you got the message, Alfie? Not at all. It's not
okay,
for you.
Okay.
Who's it for then, Seb?
Well, it's for the Whitley Bay Food Bank.
Oh, that's very kind. That's very nice.
Uh-huh.
And how did you think of doing this?
Me and my daddy did this, like, last Christmas. And each day, every day of December, we're going to put any type of food that we have in this cardboard box until the end of Christmas. And until it's the end of Christmas, we'll give this all to the Whitley Bay Food Bank.
Isn't that wonderful? And you did, when you did it last year, but people looked on the internet and saw videos of you and saw you on YouTube and Twitter and stuff. And
yeah, I kind of want people to copy me, so, like, it gets more food, so people will get as lucky. So people get more food as and the people and those of the people who aren't as lucky as us.
So have you talked to your friends about this, Seb? Are some of your friends doing this as well?
No, I haven't.
Well, now's your chance. You're on the radio. You can spread the message. And if people want to do it, Ivan, where should they go?
Well, there's lots of food banks all over the northeast. The Whitley Bay one is the one that's near to us. But I think just find out on the internet where your nearest food bank is. And we just think, just put an item of food, something dead simple, in the box. And it just reminds kids that Christmas isn't just about getting stuff. It's about remembering people who aren't as lucky. And that's been fantastic. Seb's really embraced it. And just do something to help other people.
Well, Seb's, you know, had quite a unique start to his life. And I wonder whether that is, he's a lovely lad. And that was so natural, so lovely. None of that was rehearsed. And it's so genuine. But I wonder whether that comes from his start in life. Just remind us about Seb's start.
Yeah, he's Seb's got a very special heart in many different ways. But he was born with a heart problem that, thanks to the Freeman Hospital, he's here today. But he had heart surgery when he was just 16 weeks old. He's a very special little boy, very caring and always thinking about other people. And as you can see, he's just got a full smile on his face, apart from it being this early, just being able to help other people. So we're very proud.
And I wonder, Seb, have you thought about what you'd like for Christmas as well? Or have you just been thinking about other people? Or is there a little bit of you that might have thought about what you fancy for Christmas?
Well, I've sent my list and my letter.
Excellent.
If Santa could bring you one thing, if you only had room on his sleigh for one thing from that list. Oh, no, I'm sure it'll have more. But say there was only one thing. If things start to fall off the sleigh, what would be the one present you'd like more than all the others?
Well, seeing as though I'm obsessed with my Xbox, I think it would probably be my...
What game would it be? Or what character?
I forgot.
That's all right.
Do you play Xbox with Daddy?
I only play FIFA.
he beats me every time. I hate it.
Not every time. You win most of the times.
But you've still got time to think about other people and to do this wonderful advent calendar. And
I've got an elf too.
You've got an elf?
He's called Sparkly.
Is he a naughty elf, like Elfie over here sitting next to me?
What?
He's not a real elf.
He's not a real elf.
I'm a pretend elf.
He's a pretend elf. Is he a naughty elf, your elf, or a good elf?
in between.
In between.
Do you know what my elf did today?
What did he do?
I saw him in a flash because he was on the light bulb.
Was he? That sounds like a dangerous place to be, on the light bulb.
And when you turned the light on, did
he jump? Climbed up. Come on. He's a smart elf.
He's a smart elf, and hopefully he's jumped off the light bulb now. Hopefully.
Well, he does that when I'm asleep.
Yeah, and he'll be watching you. Santa will be watching all the children at the minute to make sure you're behaving well. And I think because you're doing such a lovely thing, Seb, thinking about other people at Christmas and people that might not have as much as you, I think Santa will definitely be looking well, won't he, Alfie?
Absolutely.
On people that are doing kind things for
the people. Whitley Bay Food Bank will be more than grateful. Food banks, of course, work all year round, but it's heightened at this time of year. It's been heightened as well by the film I, Daniel Blake. I think a lot of people are talking about them because of that, but way before that film came out, we've had people coming in to the studio from the food bank, so they'll be extremely grateful for this.
Yeah, I think it's really... I think I, Daniel Blake has shone a light on it, but we'll probably deliver this maybe just after Christmas, because actually they're still... A lot of their supplies get drained over the Christmas period, so they need to be stocked up in January and February and March. So it's about just maintaining support and not just being a once-a-year kind of thing you do.
You're doing a great thing. Thank you very much. That was 7-year-old Seb Hollingsworth, Dad Ivan, with their collection for the Bay Food Bank in Whitley Bay. And there's more from the BBC Newcastle Advent Calendar of Christmas Kindness the same time tomorrow. Thanks, boys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Say hello to that tinker of an elf. To get down from that line. Thank you, Seb. Brilliant. It's 7:45.